your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Larry.
And you're listening to the Deep Fried Geeks, a weekly podcast where we talk about food, comics, movies, TV shows, and general geek news. Yes, that is correct. That was not the voice of Tommy Two Stars.
I was going to do his now. I was like, Tommy Two Stars. I was thinking about it. I was like,
that would have been pretty funny. You want to start over, try again?
Sure.
Alrighty. Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
Now I'm Tom with Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
That was good. Tom and Devin Stars. Tom with Two Stars is away in Washington, D.C. doing some things. There's also a storm going outside, so that is why the dog is going nuts. So I apologize for the background noise. So Larry decided to join me this week.
Yes.
How are you doing, Larry?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we were out and about today, right?
Yes, playing Pokemon Go.
We were playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we were, weren't we?
Yeah.
All right. So we decided to take a day trip today and go into town, right?
Yes.
And play some Pokemon Go. Did we catch a lot of Pokemon?
Kind of. Not really. Because my phone wasn't working.
Yes, we had some lag problems, right?
Yes.
So that is a big issue with the Pokemon Go. Lag problems, freezing, stuff like that. Older phones, it seems to affect even more.
Mm-hmm.
But even my iPhone 6, it affects. But Pokemon Go has been out for what, a week now?
No, longer than a week.
A little bit longer than a week?
Longer than a week. Because I've had it for...
So we were out and about today. And we saw a lot of people playing Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Even the lady at Target.
Even the lady at Target. Even the lady at Target, yes. People in the mall walking around with their faces in their phones.
Yep.
All sitting on benches playing Pokemon Go, sitting on fountains. Everywhere. People, the old construction workers that were at the pizza place we went to.
Yeah, and the waitress.
Yes, Pokemon Go is sweeping the nation. It is like a disease. This is the zombie apocalypse. Instead of people turning
into zombies. But it's not real Pokemon on the streets.
But it's a zombie apocalypse because everybody's a zombie because they're looking at their phone
instead of
talking to each other.
At least they're walking.
There's going to be some accidents of people walking into the streets and getting ran over by cars.
That's
true. And people.
That's why they need to read that little bar.
People walking off cliffs. What does the little bar at the beginning say?
It was like, hold on, let me look. But it's like, it's something like, be careful where you're looking.
Yeah, be aware of your surroundings, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be loud.
So, can you describe to our listeners that might be living under a rock?
Remember to be alert at all times. Please stay aware of your surroundings.
And there's a big dragon, right?
Yeah.
So, anybody who might not be aware of Pokemon Go, can you explain what it is in your cool hip teen lingo?
So basically, Pokemon Go. Oh, this is weird. Okay, Pokemon Go is like this app. And it gets you to walk around with your phone. And you have to, walk around town or, amusement parks and stuff. And on your screen, it's going to show a map of where you are. And then it's going to show, Pokemon, little characters on the map. And, and so you can, scroll the map or you can press a button and it can, have you follow to them, I guess. And... then you can, the more Pokemon you collect, the more XP you get. So you can get to a higher level. And, the better Pokemon, the more XP. And then, basically, yeah.
Catch them all, Pokemon!
So then you can, go to gyms and stuff. You can go to gyms. It's okay. You can go to gyms and stuff. And then you can go, gyms where you can battle Pokemon. And then you can go to, Pokestops. And you spin this little, image of the place. So it's going to show, let's say you go to... Hey, I'm good this at explaining it. This is a long description, lady. Yes! You told me to describe it. People might not know what it is. You might have older people listening. Okay.
I haven't heard any hip lingo like it's lit or savage.
I'm not like
Is it a savage game?
That doesn't even make sense.
Is the game on fleek?
No, but okay, let me finish and then I'll be done. Okay. See, I lost track. Where was it? That's not where. What was I saying?
You're talking about the Pokestops.
Oh, yeah, and then you go to the Pokestops, and let's see if you're like at Books a Million, if you have one wherever you are. It's like a books place. And you spin the little thing because it has the logo. It's where you can get yogurt or whatever.
So you're explaining to people what Books a Million is, though?
Well, because, yeah.
It's a book place. If you have one where you are.
Well, I know you have people in different countries.
Right, you're right. We do have some listeners in the UK.
Or maybe
and
they don't have some in, like, other states.
Okay, it's a bookstore.
Okay, it's a bookstore. And so you would spin the little dial, and, like, you spin it to the right, and then to the left or somehow, and then you get like these, like, you can get extra Pokeballs and you can get eggs and stuff, which I don't know how to use, but yeah, that's basically
thank you for that detailed description, Larry.
You're welcome. Oh, and you can go to like amusement parks, and that's where the better Pokemon are.
Yes, more populated areas and stuff, I think, because people make more Pokestops and whatnot. So what is a Pokemon? Maybe people don't know what Pokemons are.
I don't know.
I would hope it's anime.
I
would think that they're listening to this podcast, they probably know what a Pokemon is.
It's going
to
be probably on the little title, right?
So Google it if you don't know what a Pokemon is. But everybody
you're
should know what
generation.
A Pokemon is.
You're out of the generation. You're like not in our time.
It's period. Everywhere. It's in memes on Facebook, right?
People's
on
shirts.
Twitter. It's on shirts. People have shirts already. Playing the games.
Oh, did you see
old
the people that,
young people.
No, did you see the people that, like, dressed up as characters and while playing Pokemon Go?
Oh, like Ash. Someone dressed up as Ash.
And
catch,
then those two people with the really messed up hair.
Pokemon.
Really, they don't know how to do the hair.
Oh,
you know,
Team
whole,
Rocket?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, yeah. With the hair that's, like,
yeah.
Catch them all. That poster.
I could be the very best.
No.
Pokemon, but I catch the balls. Put the Pokemon
that was beautiful.
In the balls and the Pokemon.
That was beautiful.
That's good, right? That's how
that
it goes,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
No.
So, what do you like about the game?
I like that, like, they have different Pokemon. I don't, like, really like Pokemon that much, but I just like to see the different characters.
Yeah, I think
I used to
like
it a
with
lot
Pokemon.
When I was little.
Yeah, like, you enjoy, like, the cute little characters and stuff in the cartoon. I watched cartoon a couple times. I wouldn't say that I'm definitely not a Pokemon aficionado.
I was like obsessed with it when I was 8.
Yeah, you liked
it
when,
like,
you were little.
6 years ago.
I can name probably maybe 8 Pokemon.
Me too.
That's about it. But
I used to have a book too.
It is a fun game. If you haven't gotten it yet, make sure you pick it up. It is sweeping the nation. But because it's so popular, it is making phones lag and people not be able to get on it and everything else. What were
the
you talking about? A book?
What?
Oh,
I had a book of it. And then I was so like, I want to be organized about the Pokemon. And so I had like little post-it notes and stuff. I think I threw it away. I don't know what happened to it.
In the card game.
Oh, I gave it to somebody. I gave it to a friend.
So who's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't know.
Catch them all.
Probably Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur?
Oh, Squirtle.
Squirtle's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Pikachu.
Pika, Pika.
I'm trying
what
to do
that. What was that? Oh, I dropped the controller. Sorry.
Pika, Pika! Pikachu! Was that kind of okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to fill in for the impression guy because he's not here. I don't think that worked very
Pika,
well.
Pika.
Though. Well, that was good.
Pika, Pika! No, that was horrible.
Good job. So,
I can't replace Tommy.
But
Tommy
kind of a serious moment here. Make sure that you're being safe when you're playing Pokemon. Stay aware of your surroundings, people. And then also, public service announcement: don't accuse anybody of playing Pokemon on their phone. because they might get mad at you.
And give you a murder stare. Yes. And
we were at Target today, yeah. And there was a lady and a shopping cart.
And she was trying to get her child. She had a baby
in the cart, too.
And her child
And she had, like, a little toddler, like a four-year-old. And this lady straight up on her phone, not paying attention to her kids. And then the little kid is running off. And, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to totally tell this lady she's playing Pokemon. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, as it's coming out of my mouth, she starts calling your kid over because her kid got too far away. And I was like, he's playing Pokemon? Playing the Pokemon game? He's catching the Pokemon? And she just gave me the dirtiest look ever. Like she was going to attack me.
No, she looked like she was going to stab you in the throat with the nearest thing possible. Stab you in the throat with the basket. Or her phone or something.
Because I think what it seemed like is it seemed like I was saying she was a bad mom. But I... But as soon as we were walking, I saw her on her phone. Before I even noticed she had a kid, I was thinking about making the Pokemon comment.
She had two children. How couldn't you see the carrier thing in the shopping cart? Blocking half of her face.
Because I was paying attention to the Starbucks. Smell was intoxicating. Because we were right next to the Starbucks.
That's true.
And then I started thinking about Pokemon. And I just wanted to make sure.
Because we were there just
a... I wanted to find out in my heart that if she was playing Pokemon, if Pikachu was anywhere in the area. Because it would have been very important for me to catch Pikachu.
My cousin caught Pikachu.
Yes. We do have a family member who caught Pikachu.
Yes.
I'm sure there is a lot of people who have caught Pikachu also.
Yeah,
so
I saw, like, this list online, like, on Facebook, I think, and it was, like, where you can find the different Pokemon.
Oh, like different stores and areas
Yeah,
stuff?
We went to, like, this shopping place today, also in one of our towns.
Village?
Fisherman's Village. Yep. And there was, like, a bunch of water guys, because
there was
Fisherman's
a bunch of water
Village
guys.
Was on water.
Yes, it
so
is
then
a Fisherman's
I was like,
Wharf.
It's the list just grew!
You're right. I didn't notice that. There
and
was
then, like,
a lot of sea creature Pokemon.
Yeah, and apparently there's a lot of, like, electric guys at, like, the gas stations.
So you went to the gas station or a power plant or, like, Tico or Edison. You might find Pikachu there.
I don't know if you would go to Edison and find it. Cause...
So what kind of Pokemon would you find at, like, a fast food restaurant?
Fat ones?
Fat Pokemon?
Like that big one that I caught, you know, the I don't remember the name of it.
Bulbasaur?
No. It was like that.
Oh,
it like
yeah,
teddy bear.
Yeah, the big teddy bear.
Yeah,
guy.
It was like
yeah.
Blue or purple.
See, this is where those, like, Pokemon games be like, it's the first Pokemon! Get all mad at
I'm
us.
Sorry. Sorry in advance for our unknowledge.
We should have grabbed
a
Pokemon expert to talk about Pokemon Go with us.
Who is that?
Huh?
Who?
I don't know. Just a Pokemon. I'm sure we have some listeners who are Pokemon experts. I'm sure Evan Enger knows a little bit more about Pokemon than we do. Our listener who friend who lives with our podcast.
Tassinager.
Yes, his sister.
I bet she
knows a lot about Pokemon too. So Pokemon is sweeping the nation. How long do you think this is gonna last, Larry?
A while.
You think it's going to last a while? You don't think it's going to be like a phase?
No.
So,
like,
Angry
probably
Birds.
At least a year.
Angry Birds lasted for a while, right?
Yeah, and then,
Angry
like,
Birds is really popular for 2 or 3 years.
And then all of a sudden they pop out a movie. Like, that doesn't
like
make sense.
Like after it's not popular anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
come on, guys.
So Pokemon Go is going to be popular for a couple of years, you think?
A year or two, yeah. A
year or two.
That's all.
I think they really need to work out the lagging.
Yes.
And the system crashing, for sure.
It's really bad on the game.
They really need to
get that figured out.
They are doing updates. They already got an update and stuff, though.
Yeah, they did 2 updates in, like, the past 2 or 3 days. So
if you are addicted to Pokemon Go, tell us about it.
Yes.
Where can they go to tell us about this, Larry?
Facebook.
Yes.
Instagram. Twitter.
Yes.
And that's it, right?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, yep. Yep, and then they can email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com if they want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You know what would be <That one. laughs> Thanks. You know what would be cool is if they took a picture of them playing Pokemon and their Pokemon in like geeky places. So if they're watching the Ghostbusters movie this weekend and they're catching Pokemon in the theater, I don't recommend it. But they could take a picture. Or if they got Pokemon Go and then Pikachu pops up next to Darth Vader, take a picture. Or even in the food, if Bulbasaur is in your pasta, take a picture, right? I think that's a pretty good idea. And you can tag us, add Deep Fried Geeks in it.
If your phone is able to do a screenshot,
yeah, screenshot
it. Because that's better.
Screenshot it, boom, and then add Deep Fried Geeks on Twitter or Instagram. Hashtag Deep Fried Geeks, hashtag put it in my mouth, those all get to us.
If you don't know how to screenshot it, and if you have an iPhone, home button and power button at the same time.
Larry's just like, you're explaining away today. Yes. You're the explaininator. Yes. Explaining screenshots. Explaining Pokemon Go.
Explaining Books of Million.
Explaining like hip, cool teen lingo.
Yep. That's me.
You're on fire today. Yes. I'm on fire. Burning with you. Can I sing the cool hip pink song too?
Sure.
But so, what is the...
you have to bleep it out. But
so, Pokemon Go is sweeping the nation, right?
Yes.
What else is sweeping the nation right now?
Trump?
Not Donald Trump. No, not Donald Trump.
Oh, the Ghostbuster Lady Edition. I read it. The Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, Ghostbusters Lady Edition. That's what they should have named it. Is sweeping the nation right now.
I can't wait to see that.
I cannot wait to see it either.
Good.
I have caught the bug. I've been unsure about it since the trailers.
And then you buy action figures
and
of
then,
it.
And then like they release a cool, a different trailer, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then they released a picture, and I was like, oh, that's horrible. And then they released another, like, cool, like, commercial, and I was like, oh, that's great. Or Ecto Coolers, and I'm like, that's great, I'm excited again. And then they released a picture of, like, Slimer and his girlfriend. And I got, so it's like a roller coaster.
Pictures.
Like, pictures on the internet and stuff.
Oh.
Promotional pictures. So, but now, Patton Oswalt, who is a famous comedian and a... king of the geek community, has come out and said that it's fun, exhilarating, hilarious, and made him feel like a kid. Kevin Smith said it was great and very funny and a great summer movie. It's getting a lot of good reviews online also. And the fanboys are freaking out because there's still a lot of people who want to hate it and they haven't even seen the movie yet. So all over the geek pages...
there's girls in it.
And everything. People are losing their minds, saying that Sony is paying off people to give it good reviews.
No.
It's got a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is higher than Pets is rated. Your Pets movie you just saw? They're rating it higher than Pets, Secret Life of Pets.
Like
movie.
Better than it or
yes.
worse than it?
Better. It's
cool.
got a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So, it's getting very good ratings from people.
Wow.
So,
I thought
you
were
going to
say Finding Dory, and I was like, hands down.
They've got a video game out. They've got shirts all over the place, toys all over
the
place.
You bought toys.
They're doing a really good job. I am officially excited.
That's good.
The movie comes out this Friday. Hopefully it is good.
Yes. We have to wait to see it for Tommy Two Stars.
Yes, I think I was talking to Tommy, and we may try and see it on Sunday.
Oh.
I know. I don't think I can wait till Sunday, but I'm going to have to try.
Is he done visiting the president?
President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there eating sushi and Snickers bars and chicken and dumplings with him. And
playing
he's like,
some basketball.
Tommy Two Stars. I hear you give a really good impression of Christopher Walken.
No.
And no. That's a bad Obama impersonation.
Tommy Two Stars does a really good Obama impersonation.
Do you think you can do an Obama
impersonation?
Nope. No?
I'm not even going to try.
So Ghostbusters Lady Edition is sweeping the nation. I don't know if I should call it that, but that is what I'm calling it. So we can hashtag Ghostbusters Lady Edition. I figured, Larry, since these two things are going crazy and people are super excited and we ain't afraid of no Pokemon, right? I ain't afraid of no Pokemon. No?
No.
Something strange in your cell phone. Who you gonna call? Pokemon Busters. No?
No.
Not at all?
No,
thank you. Not even a chuckle? I figured we are known together for our word association game.
Yes!
We did one at Christmas time that was pretty funny. If you have not heard that episode, check it out. Larry was pretty good in it. And so we're going to do another word association game.
Is it bad that I'm kind of scared?
And it is Pokemon and Ghostbusters themed.
Okay.
But you have to pretend, like, don't think of, if I'm giving you Pokemon words, you don't have to necessarily think of Pokemon things. Or if I'm giving you Ghostbuster words, you don't necessarily have to think of Ghostbuster things. Okay. That's just what the words are. So do you want me to spit them out fast or kind of slow?
I don't care.
Okay. Alright, you ready?
Wait, if you spit them out fast, do I have to spit them out fast too?
I won't spit them out too fast. I'm getting ready. I'm preparing my vocal cords. Good. I feel better now. Good. Okay.
Congratulations. Alright. Go ahead.
Pikachu.
TV.
Huh?
Keep on going.
Char.
Mander.
Ball.
Where did ball come from?
Pokeball?
Oh. Wait. Okay, skip that one. Because that was bad.
Ash.
Fireplace.
Stadium.
Baseball.
Oh, hot dog.
Sandwich.
I'm just throwing it. Oh, yes!
I don't think it's a sandwich!
Yes, you do!
No, I
don't! In your heart and soul, in the subconscious, you think it's a sandwich. We're playing word association. I said hot dog, you said sandwich. So, boom.
It just came out.
That was the proof.
No, I don't think it's a sandwich.
Ray.
Oh, Star Wars.
Okay. Peter.
Griffin.
Slimer.
What?
He said slime. Backscratcher. Slimer.
Okay, you just said slime.
No. Oh, Peter.
Griffin.
Slimer.
I don't know this one.
He's the little green ghost.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Okay, alright. Ecto.
Cooler.
Oh! Put it in my mouth. Zool.
Monster.
Oh. Marshmallow.
Toaster.
So do you say marshmallow or marshmallow?
Marshmallow.
Mellow, right?
Marshmallow.
Yeah. Only people from like up north say mallow, I think.
Marshmallow? Oh, that's weird.
That's weird, right? Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Is it too weird on your mouth? Mallow. Mallow.
Mallow.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
What did you say was your word for marshmallow?
Toaster.
Oh, okay. Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, ho, ho.
Where does Oscar come from?
That is the name of the baby from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Two. Ghost.
Ghostbusters. I don't know. I suck at this game.
So Buster.
I suck at this game.
You can't suck at word association.
Yeah, it takes so long to respond because I can't
think
straight.
It's the first word that comes to your mind. It's not a test or anything.
I have too many tests in my life.
Green.
Drink.
Thor.
What the heck is Thor doing here?
Chris Hemsworth is in the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
He's the dumb blonde.
He's...
he's the secretary. Okay?
Okay. Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Call.
Neighborhood.
Proton.
Neutron.
Oh! Nice! best.
Pokemon.
Ketchup ball?
This is why I can't think straight, because you're throwing me off. What? Oh, GameStop.
Cell.
Phone.
Mario.
Luigi.
Pizza.
Hut.
Vigo.
Tigo? I don't know what. No, I don't know what.
Child.
Torture.
Dan.
Prime.
That's a mutual friend. That's how I was going for Aykroyd, but Prime works. Dan Aykroyd is in the.
I've never heard of him.
Bill. Bill.
What, is that the next word?
Yeah.
This is, okay, you need to stop because you're like, you're saying a sentence and then you stop and then you say the word. So like, you're like, oh yeah, Dan Prime, and you were talking about this guy and then you're like, Bill. And I'm like, what? You're like, Bill! And I'm like, what you
Rick.
Oh, what's his face? Oh, Walking Dead. I forgot his last name.
You can't protect him, Bill. You can't protect the ghost, Bill.
I can't breathe.
You can't protect New York, Ghostbusters. That was all my words.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. So you're excited for the new Ghostbusters movie?
Yes, I am.
I'm excited for the new Ghostbusters movie too. What's your favorite Ghostbusters movie out of the two that you've seen?
Probably the first one.
The first one?
Yeah. They're both kind of cheesy.
Yeah, they're not very kid-friendly either.
No. No, not at all.
They definitely... It's not as bad as that rated, but they definitely should have a PG-13 rating.
What was the other movie that we saw when we were doing the other podcast thing?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Yeah, wasn't there really a lot?
There was a little bit of bad stuff, but...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of a different movie then.
Yeah, I don't know what movie
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
So, Kevin Smith, he was like, the new Ghostbusters movie is very kid-friendly, just like the first one. And I was like, the first one wasn't that kid-friendly. So, if your kids haven't seen it, make sure you rewatch it before you let your kids. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, the first one was worse.
Who do you think is your favorite Ghostbuster out of the four guys?
I don't know. I don't really know their names that well.
Yeah, Peter Venkman, who is Bill Murray. He's the funny guy, the sarcastic guy.
I don't like him.
And you got Winston.
Oh, I like Winston.
The black guy.
Mm-hmm, like Winston.
He's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then you've got...
He's tough. Egon. He's like the one that had the... We were just watching Ghostbusters before this, too.
Two.
The Ghostbusters 2. And he had the fire extinguisher, and he like bust down the door.
Oh, and he saved them when the whole room caught on fire?
Yep, I was like, congratulations.
You've got Egon, who is the super nerdy guy. Yeah. And then you've got Ray. And Ray is Dan Aykroyd. He's the one who like super duper believes and is super, super passionate one about ghosts.
What's his face?
You like Winston?
Yeah.
I'm a Peter Venkman guy. I like Peter and I like Egon a lot. Who do you think is going to be your favorite in the new Ghostbusters movie?
The girl version of Winston.
Okay, Patty. I think it's her name.
I haven't seen her name.
She looks pretty funny.
Especially when she like tries to crowd surf. That was really funny. And with the trailer with the when she has like the ghost dragon on her shoulders.
Yeah. That was funny.
Do not mess with the ghost. And then the people take the selfie and she's like, seriously?
So something that I think I've realized with the new movie coming out and with remakes in general is that these remakes and these movies that are getting produced are not for the fanboys. They're not for us. They're not for the guys who grew up on this. They're for our kids. They're for people who are younger, for kids to enjoy it, and for them to feel the same thing we felt.
Preach.
And they can't necessarily connect with Ghostbusters like we connected with Ghostbusters, because the movies don't necessarily hold up amazingly well with time, and they can't relate to them as much. So what we need to realize is not hating on these movies. We need to embrace them. And we need to say, you know what, these movies are for our kids. Just like Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go is for our kids and younger kids to
also
appreciate and have fun with Pokemon and the 40-year-old nerds. Yes.
I said
30.
30 to
20-year-old. Right. And so we need to, us as a geek community, we need to embrace these new remakes and these new things and not hate on them just because they're different. Because they're here for the younger generation, so they can experience, and then it's a gateway for us to introduce you to the, okay, you like that Ghostbusters? Check out this Ghostbusters. Right? And it's a gateway for us to introduce people. Just like, you know, all the remakes, they're gateways to bring attention to the older movies again. And that's the way we need to look at it as a geek community. So that's me off of my soapbox.
Yes.
Larry, do you have any parting words for the geeks in the geek community and Ghostbusters fans?
Nope. Basically, set it up.
Okay. You can't protect the New York Ghostbusters. Go see Ghostbusters this weekend while you're playing Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Share your Pokemon Go experiences on Twitter with us and Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and your email.
And madman.blog@gmail.com. Share your Ghostbusters stories with us too.
Yes.
Hey, Larry, and they should remember to what? Keep calm and geek on.